I've given a rose to the sands of time. To every flower I reach, I ask, are you mine? A heavenly fragrance, so pure, so divine. And a worn-out shirt are my flower's sign. The companion we remember this evening is a very significant companion. For were it not for this companion of Abu Abdullah, the story and message of Imam al-Husayn would have been buried in the deserts of Karbala. Yes, it was this companion who ensured that al-Husayn remains alive and continues to live even after the passing of 1,300 years. After the Shahada of the standard bearer of Aba Abdullah, the flag of Al-Husayn was carried by Lady Zainab. Oh, Lady Zainab. When referring to the books of Maqtal, one thing a person never finds in this lady is any sign of weakness. Maybe that is why she was chosen for this huge mission. Maybe that is why she was entrusted with the flag of Aba Abdullah. After Ashura, when the household of Aba Abdullah are brought before the people of Kufa in that painful condition, it's this lady who addresses the people of Kufa. The narrator says, I never saw a lady more eloquent than her. When she signals for silence, فَرْتَدَّتِ الْأَنْفَاسِ وَسَكَنَتِ الْأَجْرَاسِ And she begins, Alhamdulillah, وَالصَّلَاةُ عَلَى جَدِّي مُحَمَّدِ وَآلِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الْأَخْيَارِ أما بعد يا أهل الكوفة يا أهل الختن والغاد أتبكون إي والله فابكوا كثيرا واضحكوا قليلا لا إله إلا الله It's as if Amir al-Mu'mineen himself is speaking But I have a question لا إله إلا الله What question is that? Where did this lady learn such strength? Maybe it was from a lady before her. Where? Where? Ask the rose of Medina. Ask the wall and the door. Ask the web that came down bruising. But whatever you do, don't ask Ali Wa Husayna Wa Husayna Wa Husayna Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah Wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh All of us are indebted to this lady, her unswerving iman, her inexhaustible patience, her endless strength.